God, shit.
What did he say?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. We are the Godfathers of Podcasting. It is Thursday, December 29th at 7:03 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are broadcasting live right here on GodfathersofPodcasting.com. And in case y'all did not know, we have been podcasting since before podcasting was even called podcasting. As always, the archives of this show are available on every major podcast provider. You know all those apps that are sitting on your phone that you use to stream music? Well, we're there. Amazon, Spotify, Apple, Google, whatever you use, we are there. Video archives of this show, which are always the most fun, are exclusively available on our website, GodfathersofPodcasting.com. You can send us your questions, your comments, your favorite moments of 2022, or whatever else you got. Hit us up, 437-375-2000. We are getting ready to wrap up the year, and we are grateful to all of you for hanging out with us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Donnie Da Silva, and it is my extreme pleasure to introduce a man who is unapologetically authentic and as scary as he is cuddly. This is my man, Notorious T.I.D., Chris Tidwell.
As scary as he is cuddly.
Yeah, man.
So that's like a hot porcupine.
I don't know that I would want to cuddle a porcupine.
Exactly. And you and I ain't cuddling either, sunshine.
What, not anymore?
Merry Christmas. Happy
Christmas.
Happy holidays and whatever words that you feel necessary to say.
Cheers to you, brother.
This will be the last show for us of this year. Let me reiterate, of this year.
Hey, Ted, I feel like you're not on your mic completely. You might want to pull that sucker a little closer to that mug of yours.
Nah, fuck that shit.
Well, why bother?
It's probably for the best.
If we're going to sit here for an hour, people may as well hear you.
Sorry for them. There you go. How's that? Is that better for you?
I think so. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Did you have a good Christmas? Was Santa good to you? Did you get lots of pegging?
Lots of what?
Presents. Why? What'd you hear?
I don't know. It was a good day. Yeah. Christmas is mostly for you know, kids, right? That's really what it's about. My little guy had an unbelievable time, spoiled beyond words. He got the gift that he had been worked into believing was a total non-starter. Too expensive. You're not getting it. Stop wishing for it. It's not happening. And then he got it, which was the Back to the Future DeLorean Lego set. It's this giant collector's edition. It's almost $400.
All right.
And it's an absolutely killer model.
How big is it? Like, can you sit in it?
No, you can't sit in it. I'm staring at it right now. It's in front of me, but it's not on camera. It's like about this long. It's like, you know, a good 14 inches, 13 inches, something like that. It's got some good height to it, and it's got the extra pieces that come in the kit, so you can customize it to make it look like the DeLorean from the first movie, the second movie, or the third movie. I'm such a noob. I didn't realize there was a difference. I thought a DeLorean is a DeLorean. And my kids looking at me like, no. The third one had white wall tires because they were in the 1950s. And then they had, you know, the gimmick box on the hood because they had to generate electricity to get back to the Wild West. And I'm like, what? I don't remember any of this. He knows way more than I do about 1980s pop culture. So,
two questions. Boy,
but it took us almost 9.5 hours to build that bastard.
Because it's a DeLorean, it's a DeLorean, did it come with cocaine for the doors?
I don't think that was in Back to the Future.
Although that would explain. Every DeLorean. It's in every DeLorean. And then secondly,
and it would explain how Doc Brown came up with the idea in the first place.
At what point can we do the video and see if this thing can actually like into a wall and see if it takes off?
At 88 miles an hour?
Yeah.
That would be pretty fun.
Dude, your dude would be so fucking vexed if you ever shot a video like that.
Okay, so let's play this game. If you had your own DeLorean, Tid, and you could go anywhere in time, where would you go?
Ooh, that's a... Yeah. I don't know, man, because then I've been asked this question before, and it always brings up that butterfly effect for me. You know what I mean? It's like everybody talks.
They conveniently glossed over. They conveniently glossed over that in the Back to the Future movies, right? Like, he went back and got his parents back together so that he didn't disappear, but there was no negative repercussions whatsoever.
No, and anything that did happen, like I think they do the like the music, the Buddy Holly thing or something that, and or whatever it was.
I got a crazy tune you got to hear.
Yeah, right. So it only took place. The butterfly effect only took place inside of that little tiny town, inside of that little tiny gymnasium. So that's always been the thing for me. I mean,
Barring Earth,
nothing could change.
Destroying,
like, right? If you could just go back
circumstances
and relive some memories, so to speak.
Maybe it's not even something of yours that you relive. Maybe it's a period in time you just like to check out.
Ooh, is there a fast out? Because if that's the case, then I mean, you know,
yeah, just jump back in the car, baby. Floor it.
Yeah, I'm thinking like the Roaring Twenties or something like that. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Bitches were loose. Oh my God. I think everybody was in the 20s, wasn't it?
I was thinking you're going to be walking around with a Tommy gun and just like take over. You know?
No, that's how you get killed. Get killed. And this is why you don't win those games that you watch. You know, them Big Brother games and stuff like that. You go in all blazing and shit, right? That's how a motherfucker gets killed.
Dudes ain't trying to get fried up in the past.
No, man. I'm staying low key in the back till, you know, and then you work your way to the top. And by work,
I mean work. It's been a lot of fun this year, Tid, doing the show together. And there's been a whole lot that's happened in the world of entertainment and politics and sports, a whole bunch of stories that we've touched on over the course of the year. I thought maybe we could reflect on a couple of the really big ones that generated the most conversation, the most comments. The first one that popped in my head, only because we'd never seen anything like this before, and it feels weird that it was this year. Because when you think about it now, it feels like it happened years ago. But the Will Smith incident at the Oscars, the slap heard round the world. I mean, first of all, doesn't that feel like it was a long, long time ago?
I mean, everything does now. You know what I mean? I think since with the last like 2 years disappearing the way that they did, everything that happens now seems like forever ago, you know? It's kind of weird, but yeah, no. Wow. It's already been like, when was that? The Oscars, right?
Yeah. It was like beginning of 2022, right? Early.
That's 2022. Insane. So how are they going to top it this year or next year?
Apparently there's a lot more security. And Jimmy Kimmel is hosting and he's planning to do no G.I. Jane jokes. That much I think is safe. But I mean, what a crazy situation that we literally saw a stand-up comedian and not a schmuck at the corner comedy store, like one of the most revered stand-up comedians of our generation, slapped by an A-lister with a pristine reputation. This wasn't 1990s Robert Downey Jr.
Let's not even take the profession out of it. what you saw was like a 135-pound dude get swatted upside his head by like a close to, you know, 185, 190-pound dude, right? Like, it wasn't like in any other pretense, this is assault. Like some crazy ass assault. I can't get away with doing that. Not in daylight. Certainly not when there's cameras around. And like, I don't know, 15,000 witnesses, not even counting who saw it on TV. Like, it's insane to think that it was all just kind of like brushed under the rug because of status, because of the situation and the status of it. And is that going to be something that is like a continuance? Are we going to see that in 2023 even more or less? I don't know. I'm buckled up and excited. Let's bring it on. I want to see this motherfucker, like, bring back celebrity boxing if that's the case. Damn it. Bring back celebrity boxing.
2022, Tid, was the year that Pete Davidson really cemented himself as the definitive cocksman of our generation.
I wouldn't call it this, cement.
This, I mean, ugly,
maybe semen, man.
This ugly son of a bitch has come out of nowhere from being like the self-effacing manic depressive on SNL to being the guy who has been in relationships with some of the most desirable, some of the hottest women in Hollywood. It's unbelievable. And yeah, the rumors are out there that he's got a huge hammer, but there's got to be more to it than that. This guy is coming off with some charm, like some ninja level charm, you know? But then you look at, there's a story that came out, there was a story that came out that not that long ago. I think it was Vogue magazine, where Ariana Grande says, you know, when I dated Pete, I didn't even know who he was. I was just in a bad headspace and I needed a distraction and he was there. So now his stand-up sets are all about roasting the fuck out of her, which is, I guess, fair game. She went after him in a magazine. But yeah, man, like, when you hear about these legendary Hollywood playboys like Ryan Reynolds and, you know, Brad Pitt back in the day or whoever, it's like, okay, they're all good looking dudes, you know, like, come on. Pete is a step above Hobbit.
He's, you know? Well, I mean, in all intents and purposes, he's like you. Right?
Me.
He's big. Yeah, he's this big, tall, like, you're not as lanky he is, you know what I mean? You're like more like old guy chubby, whereas he's still like lanky, but you share the same set of teeth. You got that same kind of awkward swagger, but you carry it well and you make chicks laugh, right? So you know how to handle yourself. It's you know as well as I do, it's confidence is what chicks dig. Right? There's no doubt about it. On both ends, male and female, confidence is something that is a big attraction amongst our species. Let's face facts, right? So you have just that.
Fake it till you make it, has baby. That.
This is what I'm saying, right?
That's so funny.
Can't all be blessed like me.
Five-star Tid. Perhaps related to that story is another huge 2022 story, which is the complete and utter public meltdown of Kanye West. Wow. Like, we've known for years that Kanye wasn't all there, but this past year, it really came to a head, right? The anti-Semitic content, the I love Hitler content, Jews aren't going to tell me I can't love Hitler, you know, all of that stuff, the outing of Chris Paul, saying that Chris Paul was sleeping with his wife Kim.
Good for him.
There's just, I mean, maybe that's true, maybe it's not, I don't know. It's just crazy to me that this guy has managed to stay in the news all year long because of crazy. and his claim that he wants to run for president of the United States in 2024. The only positive thing about that, Tid, is I think if Kanye runs, then maybe he splits the crazy voter vote, right? They don't know which way to lean, Kanye or Donald, and maybe it splits the crazy voter vote. And then we don't have to deal with crazy.
He's a distraction. I almost feel like it's a distraction at this point. It's performative and it's a distraction. Listen. He has become the in a world where the biggest people that have gotten over this past year, right, have been trolls. That's right. The term that's being used on the internet. Kanye is the biggest troll. In the world of the Alex Joneses who had to get called to the carpet this past year,
yeah,
right? Kanye ain't been called to the carpet yet. You know what I'm saying? That day will come.
The Alex Jones story is such an interesting one too, because for years and years and years, as social media has become more and more a part of our daily diet, there has been this thought process of, when are people that spread shit going to be held accountable? Well, you can't hold them accountable. The internet's the Wild West and blah, blah, blah. And that's really been the attitude.
It's not anymore.
You put shit out there, you are accountable. You are liable.
Yeah.
And like when you and I first started doing online broadcasting, it was truly the fucking Wild West.
1,000%. Dude, we used to remember after we started and another show started, we used to call them on air and threaten lives. And they would call us. And it was like,
I think that was mostly you threatening lives.
Probably.
I probably just told them they sucked and weren't as good as us.
But this was a thing. You know what I mean? Like, it truly was the Wild West back then, right?
Yeah,
these are the days. You also got to remember, these are the days of like shock jocks back then, and like guys like Opie and Anthony and Howard Stern, of course. And you know what I mean? And this was a thing. This was the thing. There was no accountability because you still had to do things like go to a payphone to make a phone call when shit went down. Now you can send a text as it's happening. And if you can send a text, that means that it can be recordable. And everything is recordable nowadays, and it's instant. It's instant. That motherfucker that created the cloud made it so that everybody is accountable for everything that they've done since they took part in the internet in some way, shape, or form. It's out there. It's fucking out there, right? So in the world of being the troll, this is what we deal with. I mean, think about who have been the trolls this entire, you know, that have done very well for themselves. The internet fucking like say shit for the sake of saying shit. Both of the Paul brothers are a prime example.
Yeah.
Think about that, right? And they've done very, very fucking well for themselves in doing so.
And both had a huge 2022. We want to hear from you guys out there. Send us a text message right now or get us on WhatsApp. The number is 437-375-2000. If you're watching, it's up on the screen right now. It's under my face. 437-375-2000. 437-375-2000. Tell us your favorite big news story of the year, or tell us your favorite moment from the Godfathers of podcasting this past year. Tid, if I throw that question to you, is there a favorite moment or favorite interview, something that stands out to you from this past year? I know it's hard to keep them all straight. Like, was that this year or the year before? I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? We had some really good ones this past year, I feel.
Yeah, man.
So it's hard to say. I'd have to go back actually and be like, oh yeah, I remember that. Oh yeah, I remember that. Because
he's having
I drink tequila, and it's the holidays and New Year's is coming up. So, I mean,
all right, you can let yourself off the hook and say your favorite interview of 2022 was the last one when we spoke to John Tard. You could say that because you remember.
I absolutely could right after you said that. Cause it was so many weeks ago. We didn't do a Christmas episode because Santa bailed. Santa bailed, and you got like fucking cock in your right.
Yeah,
you lost your voice.
I was
tough to do
well.
A show. Tough to do a show when you don't have a voice. I mean, your family was probably thankful because you had no voice over Christmas. But
no, I was like the Little Mermaid, just like tapping on the vocal cords. It's really hard for me to think of favorite interviews. And this is a question I get all the time, Tid. Like when people ask me to come be a guest on their podcast or they want to come interview me or talk to me about stuff we've done on this show or stuff that you and I did on previous shows that we had done. It's like, who's the favorite guest that you've ever had? It's like, I barely remember all the guests that we've had and all the different people we've spoken to.
And they've all been great in their own right.
Yeah.
Like, but it's all just a matter of you got to live in the moment.
After a point, it all sort of blurs, right? One thing I can tell you that I'm really proud of with this show from 2022, and it started on the very first episode of this calendar year, was we really leaned into having musicians on the show doing a live performance. And I really like that. You know, that's not something that we had done a lot of in the past, and we really leaned into it this year. Sky Wallace was the first one this year, and she did a banger. We had Gina Kennedy on with her partner, Devin, from Altered by Mom, and they did a great performance for us. Milo was on the show. She sang for us. There have been a bunch of them, man. Jeff Beadle was another one, did a great acoustic set for us. There's so many of those that stand out in my mind. I go, that's a really cool moment. You know, it's really neat that we get a chance to do that. And also when you're talking about independent musicians and people that are on the come up, as they say, I love being able to provide that platform because so many people have reached out to me across Canada internationally and said, hey, thank you so much for introducing me to that musician. I love them now. I stream them all the time. I have them on my playlist and whatever else. I mean, back in the day, you'd buy their cassette tape, but that doesn't happen anymore. But it's such a cool, thing, I think, that we had the opportunity to do this year. And I really enjoy that. And to be honest with you, this week's guest is a person who did lots of that in his career, giving a platform to different artists who maybe weren't getting one elsewhere. So I think, Tid, with that,
I feel like that was the world's longest segue.
It wasn't meant to be a segue, but he just joined.
I know. I heard the beep halfway through, and I'm like, this is totally turning into a segue right now. That is
fantastic. It wasn't meant to be a segue, but my man is here. See? So, you know, I'm
this
a segue.
Is the beauty of what we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time right now for the big hello, and it's been nearly 2 years since this man last joined us on the program. Happy that he's back for the last show of 2022. He's an iconic Canadian broadcaster, but was born in England. He came to Canada when he was about 13 years old, and a few years later landed a dream gig at Much Music, and he became the voice of a genre that was completely unrepresented. Rhapsody, Extendamix, and other shows that he hosted did exactly what I just said. Helped bring hip-hop, R&B, and reggae to the Canadian mainstream, and he was the champion for local artists who didn't have access to a national platform, including people like our bro Danny O. This man is also the answer to a Godfathers of Podcasting trivia question. Who is the only father and son duo to appear on this program as guests? It's this man and his pro basketball star kid, Khalif. Ladies and gentlemen, he's a total class act. That I guarantee. A big ass star from here to Waikiki. A bad man on Much. I know y'all agree. I got all his shows on the DVD. Last time here, he dubbed me Master. Master D, but give it up to the original, the OG. This is Tony Young, the great Master T.
Wow. Wow. Man. What a beautiful intro.
Hey.
Thank you. I'm going to stay. What's up, Master D? What's going on?
My man, Master T in the house.
How you guys doing?
We're doing well. Happy holidays, man.
Oh, same to you. Is that me echoing?
A little bit. Yeah.
It is me echoing.
Hold on a second. Got the audio going through the headphones.
One second. I got to get my technical support staff here. One second. Rogers will be here in a minute.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be waiting a while.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be waiting. Yeah. Hold on a second.
Sometimes between now and later.
Yeah. They'll give you a 4-hour window.
Right.
Okay, can you hear me now?
We hear you.
Is that better?
Now you're echoing more.
I'm echoing more? Oh.
I think I hear myself now feeding back.
Okay, wow, that's crazy. Hold on a second. So, sorry, guys. Hold on.
It's all good.
Check one, two. Okay, try that one again. Let's see if that works again. One second.
It's all good. We're just live. It's fine.
It is
modern technology.
We'll fix it in post.
Okay, is that a little better?
I think so. Tid, does that sound okay to you?
Tid?
We'll see what happens here.
Yeah, he still got this echo vibe.
Yeah.
What about those other headsets?
There's a little reverb on there.
Okay.
Are you using the fancy equipment again?
No, I'm using these little headphone things.
Take them off.
Maybe check one, two. Is that any better? See, I can still hear the echo myself. Hello?
Yeah.
I'm still echoing, right?
I can't.
It's like this entire interview is going to be done in dance hall.
One second. We're not done yet. One second. Hold on a second. We're going to try something. Stick with it.
Who you got on technical support there, T?
My youngest son right here.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's my tech guy right here.
Gotcha.
He's going to be fired in about 5 minutes, but he's going to be laid out for the Christmas. But, I was surprised, even though I may be echoing, I was surprised that even though it was 2 years ago, that I wasn't chosen as a top favorite interview for you guys.
Well, in 2021, you were.
Oh, 2021? Oh, yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah, see, we were looking at the 2022 interviews on that.
For both of you. Okay, all right, good.
But you know what?
I think this is going to work. Hold on a second.
All right.
And I came, aesthetically pleasing. I got kind of like a pink hoodie on, keeping it young, so my son's line, with the pink Christmas tree in the back.
The pink Christmas tree is a vibe, man.
It's crazy.
That's a vibe.
Thanks.
I got you, boo. I got you.
Hold on a second. This would have been like the expensive television airtime here, but okay. Can we try that now? Okay, we're going to try this. This has got to work.
All right.
Check one, two. Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. I hear you.
Am I slackling?
I think we're okay. Are we okay?
I think we're okay. Yeah. Oh man, I don't know what
those are. The newest AirPod Pros. So those are the newest AirPod Pros.
Yeah, these are the new AirPod Pros. I don't know. Is it your thing here?
You check the settings on the app, right, to make sure that they're synced up.
Did you get rid of? If you go into if you go into your thing and make sure that the echo cancellation is on.
Yeah, go to the thing, the echo cancellation off.
Go into your settings.
Settings. Wow, this is like now this was my audition for a podcast. I'm not going to get one.
We should just juggle, Tid. We need to somebody. Is your tech support guy also 6'9", Tony?
6'7".
Oh, he's a little guy.
Let me guess though. He's still growing, right?
He's 19. He could be done. He might get another inch out of him.
Every inch matters, man. That's what they say.
Yes, I heard that.
Tell him to start doing those deep bar hangs. Decompress that spine, like see if you can stretch another inch out of him a little bit.
I don't know what's happening.
You have how it we doing? Still? Huh? You still have it open?
No, it wasn't on the phone. Was from yes, little chat through the phone.
Yeah, try and connect through.
Okay, the phone. One second. Can I connect through the phone?
Absolutely. Sure. Why not? You might just have to get out of here and come right back in on us.
Yeah. Get out of me, and I'll come back.
Yeah. All right.
We'll get back to Master T. I feel like, you know, I feel like we had this big intro and then it just fell flat with technical issues.
Yeah, he ain't getting that twice. And now I hear an echo. Now I hear myself echoing. It's like he came in and poisoned it.
Just poisoned the well.
Yeah, he did. So maybe you might want to check something on your end.
I don't have anything going on my end, but while we're waiting for Master T and his tech support team to figure things out, let me check WhatsApp and look at some messages. 437-375-2000. This one says, "Hey guys, love the show. I listen every single week. My favorite guest by far was the guy from Indiana who saved the family in the burning fire." Nick Bostich, like, unbelievable story. We've talked to Nick before, and I've stayed in touch with him a little bit on social media. Great guy. And if you don't know that story, go back and listen to that episode. The whole retelling of it, I can't do justice right now, but this guy's driving down the road, doesn't have his cell phone, forgot it at home, sees a house on fire, goes running in, saves a whole bunch of kids that, you know, were in the midst of this 5-alarm blaze, you know, just absolutely insane that they were pulled out of there. And I remember seeing the clips from the fire department saying, how did he survive? You know, and he was an absolute hero and joined us on this program. I can see Master T backstage. If you guys are ready, give me a thumbs up, and then I'll let y'all back in.
I'm still here, so
are we now good?
I still hear myself in this echo. This is weird.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, Master T just left backstage, so I think he's gonna re-jump in on a different device, and we'll see what happens. Yeah, so that was a great one. We have another text message here, 437-375-2000. Guys, by far the craziest story this year to me was Elon Musk going out and buying Twitter. I mean, it's an interesting one, right, Tid? Because a couple of years ago, Elon Musk was looked at as this revolutionary. He was looked at as this guy who was doing all kinds of great future-forward technology, and then he became the crazy Twitter guy. he became the ultimate Twitter troll who, you know, like, runs around and fires people at the Twitter offices because, you know, well, why are you fact checking people about COVID? Get out of here, you're fired. You know,
yeah, it became this weird obsession for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so, like, I don't understand where he did the 180, you know, but it's apparently rumor has it that in the next year, we'll see if he's still actually in charge of Twitter by the end of next year. Apparently he's already trying to look for his own successor, you know? So
well, I think what happened was, I think Elon had the same thing happened to him that happened to Donald Trump. Donald Trump joked about running for president, threw his hat in the ring, and then, oh shit, he won. I don't think he was ever really expecting to win. This guy was living.
But I think at some point though, he wanted to win though. I think he wanted to win. You know what I mean? Because remember Kanye threw his name in the hat before too, and then just kidding. You know what I mean? Lots of people have thrown their name in the hat.
I know.
Pulled it back out, right?
I think his ego prevented him from pulling out, but I don't think he ever really wanted it.
Dude, ego always prevents you from pulling out.
That's your Uncle Tid out there, kids.
I'm just saying. Hey, is anybody listening? Can they hear this echo? Or maybe it's just me. I need to switch up my headphones or something here.
I'm not hearing an echo. Anyone listening, if you hear an echo, text me and let me know, because I'm not hearing an echo. And I'm dying to get Master T back on here. Another text message just came in, 437-375-2000. Guys, my favorite guest this year was Stacy Mystician from Degrassi. I love me some Caitlin. Yeah, she's a great, great guest. If you don't follow her on social, you should. She will make you feel very fat and lazy, because the amount of energy that that woman has is insane. And she is just like constantly working out and helping people live a healthier lifestyle. Unbelievable person. And I'm hoping we can get her back on the show real soon.
Nice.
We're still waiting on our man, Tony. Here's another one, Tid. 437-375-2000. My favorite guest of 2022 was AMH, Adam and the Metal Hawks. I'm absolutely huge fans of theirs on TikTok, and I was just blown away when you guys had them on the show. Good guys, right? They were really good guys.
Yeah, how can you not be fans of dudes that have such positive energy?
Yeah. They're, you know what I mean? Young musicians with so much positivity and energy and everything else. I think we got Master T back in the house. Let's try him and see what's going on. Hey, Master T. Oh, wow. You look clearer now.
I look clear? Can you hear me better, though?
You look clear. Yeah. Yes. Oh, you got a good camera now, man. I can see your pores.
See, if this sounds bad.
Well, now he just turned over. You're going to have to either do pole stands or switch the. There it is.
Here comes tech support.
That's the best. This is the greatest. You have to watch this, ladies and gentlemen. The audio of it again. Man, this reminds me of the.
I was debating editing this whole thing in post, and I'm like, nah, no, fuck it. I'm just
gonna. No, 2022 couldn't go out in better style, if you ask me. It's fantastic. Remember that time back in the day, Donnie, that we interviewed? Who was it? Ernest Miller,
the cat.
Miller, and then at the end of he called off the end of the interview by saying, "Hold on a second, my mama wants to say hi to you,"
and then he just walked away.
Just walked away. It was a solid 2 to 3 minutes. The best.
Hey, Master T.
Hello.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you guys. Can you hear me?
Yes. All right. So let me throw this to you, because while we were tap dancing, waiting for you to return, Tid and I just had a funny little aside conversation about some of the funniest / worst interviews we've ever conducted in our careers. Worst interview that comes to mind for you that you've conducted, either the person
outside of this one.
Yeah. No, that you hosted the interview. Either the person was out of it, or they weren't very forthcoming, or they were difficult, or there was technical problems. What pops to your mind, man?
The first one that comes up is John Hyatt.
Okay.
You know John Hyatt?
Yeah.
I was a rookie VJ. I came in there. I wasn't fully prepped. And he came in there and basically tore me a new asshole. He just made me look like an idiot because I wasn't ready, and I wasn't prepped. And he obviously knew that I wasn't fully researched on him. And I vowed after that interview, I would not be doing that again. And that was definitely an eye opener for me as a young rookie VJ.
That's so funny. I can tell you my worst slash best interview moment ever. Tid, you were there, but you didn't take part in this interview. You stood by and watched me drown. This was in Buffalo, New York. Tid and I were on the road, and we went and met up with legendary professional wrestler Master T. We saw Macho Man Randy Savage, and we're backstage at a WCW show, and the PR agent comes up to me and says, "Donnie, who do you want to interview?" I said, "I want to interview everybody." Like, okay, if you got to choose someone, who do you want? I said, "I want Mach. I'm a huge fan of Mach. I want to talk to Mach." "No problem. We'll get you Macho. But here's the issue. He's only got about 2 minutes. Okay. So whatever you want to ask, ask it." And I'm like, "Well, wait a minute. I like to build a rapport with somebody. I like to, you know, I want a little foreplay before I got 2 minutes. That's it." Right. So I said, "Okay." So he comes over. We're literally standing up in a dressing room. I say, "Macho Man Randy Savage, thank you so much for joining us. They told me we have limited time, so I'm going to ask you this question right off the bat. You're involved in a storyline right now on TV where you're being positioned as an old guy that's holding down spots from the young guys. And I'm wondering how that makes you feel, that you're still a guy who's in his physical prime, who could still go, and yet the TV creative has you positioned as this bad guy, older dude that's holding down the young guys." So I'm trying to get a little bit of inside information, right? I'm not playing shtick. I'm not playing wrestling talk. I'm trying to get some information. And I would have loved to have built to this question, but I only got 2 minutes. And Macho Man, still old school mentality from that world, he's protective of the business, doesn't want to talk about behind the scenes politics. So he looks at me and goes, I'm thinking this interview's over. And he turns around and marches down the hall. And I have Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair and Sting laughing at me.
But you know what?
The worst, if you had but the best.
And social media back then, that would have been classic.
Oh my God, that would have blown up, right?
We were talking about that earlier. The fact that like things have changed so much, and there's so much accountability for everything that you do, and you going back because everything has been archived up to a certain point. You know what I mean? Has there ever been, like, since all of this stuff coming out, clearly you are pristine in this entire game. Like, nobody is ever going to pull up any kind of garbage on Master T, you know what I mean, from the past. Like, it's just, I don't think it's possible. You know what I mean? I don't think it's possible. But do you ever, like, is this a conversation that you have to have with your kids nowadays, or are they having it more with you? You know what I mean? With like the, be very careful out there what you do in public, because everybody's got a camera. Everybody's looking to like get that world star moment out there. You know what I mean? Like, is this a real conversation in your household?
I mean, I think it just comes up naturally, because I mean, you know, they're both sending TikTok things, and because you know my son Khalif, he loves his TikTok, so we get a barrage of TikTok things, and then you know we have this fam you know, text messaging thing, and so we're like, "My God, I can't believe someone did this. Look at that chicken, where did that chicken go?" Whatever. But it was just, you know, there's just an awareness that I think they're already aware of. I mean, they may share the stories, but they know they don't want to be in one. I think in their minds they're well aware, especially my youngest son. He's like 19. He's he's going to university at TMU, formerly Ryerson. I mean, he knows that he has to go out in a job market where any little thing can just be, "Oh, let me just pull up your Instagram account," or because now it's not just about, "Let me just submit my CV." It's like you're submitting your social media world as well. You know, so some of these, you know, people that are doing this or doing that, I just twerked last week. That was the only time I twerked. Well, sorry, you can't get the job. You know, It's a different climate. But there is a level of work. I mean, what throws me is when I'm around my my little godson, he's like 5 or 6, and he has the phone, and he's pushing away my 19-year-old to maneuver the phone where he wants to make that phone go. And it's like, okay, you want to watch some trainings on YouTube, but still, you know, like, I mean, but it's just the fact, you know, they're coming up through that that whole system as well, you know. And I mean, you do have to be aware of everything. It's almost like if something goes wrong, you literally look to social media to find out exactly, you know, what it is. I'm not going to go get a hard copy of the newspaper. It's just like, it's on social media.
Well, it's just funny, right? Because we talk about the prevalence of social media and how much it's changed the world. And we just talked while you were working out your tech issues about, you know, Elon Musk had a problem with Twitter, so we bought it, you know? And like, there's all those kinds of issues out there too. But even prior to social media, the world changed with these, right? Because now everyone carries instant communication to the world. Everyone carries a camera at all times. You know how many times I've had conversations, Master T, with guys who are the same age as your sons, and I tell them stories from when I was their age, and they go, come on, is that true? You got pics? You got video? And I'm like, nobody carried a camera, bro. Like, we didn't walk around
Wasn't it? You know what threw me? The other day I was in a metro, and I was coming out of this metro, and there's a guy that's he's a homeless guy, and you know this is his spot. He's always kind of sits out front of this metro, but this one time I'm coming out, and the man is charging up his phone on the inside. I'm like, the brother's homeless, but the man makes sure he's got a cell phone. Got to change. Hold on a second. Just a second. Before you give me that bill, like, it just kind of threw me, because it's just like, you know, whoever he's talking to, he's got to be in the know. And who's carrying it? Is he on Rogers? Is he on Bell? I mean,
is it a pay as you go?
Yeah, no, he's definitely on Kudo. That's so sloppy, man. Like, I can't even imagine. A dude is out there begging for change, and he busts out his iPhone 14. Like, there's something about that just in my brain doesn't add up, you know? Yeah. And like the other day, someone was asking me a story, because, you know, New Year's Eve is around the corner, right? This weekend. And somebody asked me a question on our Instagram platform and said, what was the craziest New Year's Eve party you ever went to? And I said, for me, hands down, without a doubt, it was, I think, 95 or 96. And it was this infamous party. You probably heard about it, T. Maybe you were there. I don't know. It was John Sally's New Year's Eve party. John Sally used to be a Toronto Raptor, famous Detroit Piston from the Bad Boys days. John Sally threw this party. This is where this made headlines. Someone drove a car from the old Docks nightclub into the lake during this party. This is the most insane party. There was stuff that happened at this party that I don't even want to talk about, because I feel like somehow I would be culpable criminally. But then people go, yo, why is there no pictures? Nobody had a cell phone with a camera, bro. Nobody had a cell phone, period. Nobody walked around with a camera to a flex. Nobody went to a club with a disposable Kodak in their pocket. Like, that just wasn't the vibe, right? And like the other day, this other kid says to me, yeah, you remember that?
Oh, me? You asked me the Sally thing?
Yeah. Do you remember hearing that story?
Did it freeze? Oh, the Sally. No, the thing was, 96, let's see, my son was born 97. I was probably at home. I was probably different, but I do remember, you know, John Sally. He had legendary parties, but I never went to them. So, okay, the thing is, back then, too.
We're getting some buffering.
We'll never know the thing. There he is.
There he is. You still with us, T?
Scooby-dooby-doo.
This is
I love 2022.
Cheers, Ted. This is one for the books.
And now he's doing the robot.
Yep.
Can you hear us back there, T?
I see tech support working on the problem. His video is fixed. I don't know what's going on with the audio. Can you hear us, Master T?
Tech support is Danny O.
Yeah, and it'll never get solved. Have we got audio, my man?
Now?
I don't know what's
happening. We can see you. There you are. Nope. Now he's gone now. There you go. He said, go on now. I'm done. I'm finished.
Fuck it. He just Irish goodbye'd us.
That is amazing. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
You know what the funny part is, Donnie? When you were just saying,
I'm Donnie.
You were talking about the John. No, I was thinking because I was talking about the Sally thing, and the fact that you referenced it as the docs tells you right there how long ago it was, right?
Yeah.
What's it called? For all of the people listening, I have no idea. For all those people that are listening worldwide and that are not familiar with the Toronto atmosphere, the docks was a place that started off as just an empty warehouse that used to get rented out for raves way back in the day. And then the guy made so much money that he opened up a nightclub. And then that turned into he owned the entire property all the way down. And there was a drive-in and there was an outdoor area. And it just blew up. Like, he blew up this entire thing based on a bunch of kids going to underground raves back in the 90s. And that was the spot to be because nobody could get to it. It was great.
Master T rejoins us.
Oh, man, this is you know what? As a former VJ, national icon of Canada, this is embarrassing for me.
You're lucky. Hey, you're lucky I'm not John Hyatt. You're lucky I'm not John Hyatt, you motherfucker.
I know I shouldn't have shared that story.
Who's this rookie, Tid?
You see how fast it comes back to bite? Just takes it and rips me apart.
You just finished talking about it, Master T. You put it out there, it comes back and bites you in the ass.
I'm saying, and some kid has got it on his phone. He go, man, did you see that? The Master T guy, you remember? Well, you don't remember, but still, look at this on my video.
All those YouTube videos, amazing. all those YouTube ads that run nonstop when you're on YouTube. Hey, use StreamYard. It's the easiest streaming platform there is. They're going to insert this. Here's Master T. Can't make it work.
I'm going to be the poster child. I'm just going to be, I'm going to be the guy you're going to be looking at. And so Master T, how do you really mess up a good interview with the Godfathers of Pod? How do you mess it up? Come on.
You know what?
I don't want to tell time. What do you want to ask me? Let me get out of here before somebody else breaks.
Yeah,
he just macho manned us.
Only running so long, right?
He just macho manned us. Now I regret telling that story. Oh my God, that's so funny.
T, here's a quick one for you because England, you live in Canada, your roots are in England. Soccer, for whatever reason, is called a sport. And recently there was a thing like, who did you cheer for? Who did you cheer for? Was it England or was it Canada?
Well, you know, I have a list. At the top of the list is always Brazil, and that just comes from my days of Pelé in peace. I grew up as a kid watching him, the World Cup. So it's always Pelé, and then it's England. But thank Canada because I watched Canada get to qualify. So definitely Canada was kind of like right on there with England, because I know England's always going to let me down. They just let me down as, you know, I can pull my British passport and go, oh, let me put that away.
Well, he did say he was on limited time, didn't he? He absolutely said he was on limited time.
My man needs to upgrade his bandwidth.
We did get it out there, ladies and gentlemen. He has said himself, it's Brazil first, it's England, and then Canada. And I mean, I got to respect that answer, Donnie. I got to respect that answer too, because in the grand scheme of things, soccer aside, who doesn't love a good Brazilian?
Oh my God, Ted.
Jiu-jitsu, Donnie.
Okay. Thank you.
Jiu-jitsu. What were you thinking?
You know, it's funny because we'll see if Master T unfreezes at some point here. I'm not sure what's happening. We're talking off air, and then Master T just mentioned it. Pele passed away today at the age of 82. Shocking, I think, even though he was 82 years of age. Saw video of him anyway during the World Cup. He still looked to be healthy, still looked to be in good shape. He was one of those athletes that you just kind of felt like he was going to be around forever. Do you think with all the talk of Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, who's the GOAT, who's the GOAT, who's the GOAT, everyone's kind of forgotten about Pele?
I think absolutely.
He was that because guy.
Here's the thing. Is there a thing called a Messi kick? Is there a thing called a Ronaldo kick? Is there anything in that silly, like, recess played activity? Is there anything there that pretty much like defines the coolest thing you could possibly see during recess? It's a Pele kick.
I mean, more than that, more than the Pele kick, the backwards spinning bicycle kick thing that Pele popularized, more than that to me was going and winning 3 World Cup championships. That was a bigger thing. Hey, look, it's Master T. What's up, my man?
Just pop by. He just happened to pop by. Thank you for joining us today, Master T. How has your holidays been? Has it been fantastic? Do you enjoy yourself? Do you have big plans?
You know what? You guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, man.
Yes.
You know what? If nothing else.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
No? Okay. Yeah. I'm going to say goodbye. I can't hear you guys.
If nothing else.
Have a wonderful time going on the time of your life. Have a wonderful New Year's. He's the best. Is he not?
If nothing else. That was memorable.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. You know how earlier I said all these interviews tend to like mush and I forget.
Dude, he's put himself in the front runner like automatically for best of 2022.
Oh my God. That was nonsense and I love
it. Like coming in hot right out like for bringing it home. The last leg of the relay and Master T does not disappoint ever.
I think it's time for Master T to switch his internet provider, you know?
I love it. Quickly, you got before... offended when you said kudo.
Maybe that's where everything went downhill. Before we wrap up, a few more text messages I want to get to. We got one here from Caleb. It says, hi, Tid. That's it.
Hi.
From who? From Caleb. Yeah.
Hello, Caleb. I hope you've had a wonderful holidays and a wonderful New Year's, and may next year bring you everything that you could ever think of thinking.
There's another one here. It says, hi guys, huge fan. I feel like this is a news story that you would both have an opinion on. It was recently announced that Hooters is shutting down many of their locations and rebranding after focus groups have shown that millennials just aren't that into boobs.
That's a lie. That's fake news. That is 100% not real. Millennials don't spend that kind of money going to places like Hooters anyways. They got a little ambitious. They got a little ambitious maybe in opening up too many, but Hooters isn't going anywhere. It's about owls anyways, you jerks.
When's the last time you even saw Hooters? Master T, when's the last time you saw Hooters?
What was that? Last what?
When's the last time you saw a Hooters restaurant?
A Hooters? Oh, shit. Is that one still there at He's an athlete and whatever. Is that still there?
No, I think that's long gone.
That's gone?
I think so. We just got a text message from a listener saying Hooters has decided to shut down locations and rebrand because millennials aren't into boobs.
Well, the last Hooters I went to was in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I was going to interview Master P.
Oh, wow. Did he pick the venue?
No. Well, the thing was, we had to go there to kill some time because this guy was taking forever. We were supposed to do the interview at 4. He didn't show up till like, I don't know, midnight. So we were at this Hooters. But the Hooters there was very interesting because those Hooters, it wasn't just about, you know, bringing you some chicken wings. They were like, okay, what are you doing now? I have to, you know, here's my number. You know, I'm like, oh, my, are you kidding me? What kind of Hooters is this? They were.
Where was this? Hooters. This is in Baton Rouge?
Yeah, he went to Hooters, not Hooters.
Yeah, Master D, I know what the address is. I'm not giving you the address.
The entire time. Like when you said that, I wasn't even thinking about the boobs aspect. I was picturing those shorts and a whole lot of ass hanging out the bottom of them. Like, that place must have been sweet. At least, right?
Yeah.
At least it wasn't Waffle House.
Yeah, it was definitely like there's some booty hanging on that particular.
Nice.
But nice. Sorry, quickly, because you know, I'm not going to keep it because I don't want to get chopped. I definitely want to finish the soccer thing. So, yes, Brazil is my number one, and they got knocked out. Then I went with Canada. I knew they wouldn't go very far because we're still building here in Canada. And then England, of course, they let me down. And then at the very end, it was like it got very interesting because, you know, then I followed, you know, some of the African teams, you know, and I thought, okay, great. You know, they made some great strides. And then I ended up joining the finals, okay? So then it was like, do I go with Mbappe for France or do I go with Messi? So I kind of went with Messi, you know, just because of, you know, I wanted to have that, you know, the big prize, you know, they looted him. And I said, you know, so I wanted it for him. But then at one point I'm watching the game and I think it was at halftime. I'm going, my friend texts me and just said, man, are you watching this game? He goes, I'm just watching the African team. Oh, I mean the French team. So I was cheering for the African team. Then it just kind of switched because I'm like, you know, I'm like, you know, hold on a second. I'm like, and then they said, you know, then about the very end, I still went with Messi. That was my World Cup. It was fantastic. It was an amazing game.
Amazing. I love it.
Plus,
Master T, tech problems and all, man. We appreciate you hanging out with us and helping us close out 2022. Maybe we'll catch you on the flip side after we straighten out all these issues.
Yeah, for sure. And the issue, Master T is so kind. You know, after we straighten out these issues, Master T, I'm going to be working on it. Just, I'm going to come to my big splash studio. That's my thing for 2023. Tids.
I love it, man.
Thanks, guys.
There he goes, everybody. All the best to you, my man.
Absolutely.
There's Master T, everybody. One of my absolute favorites. I am not overstating when I say that man helped bring an entire musical genre from the underground to the mainstream on the Canadian airwaves. He was the champion. He was the face. He was the voice.
He was the face. He was 100% the face to everybody 100%. Who lived in Canada. Like when you think about, like, you know, Canada's MTV basically, and his job was to bring all this underground stuff to the surface, and nobody did it better. Nobody will ever do it better. I mean, Master T is the man.
We have one more text message, Tid, before we say goodnight. This one comes to us from Meredith. It says, hi guys, any New Year's resolutions for 2023? It's a good question to end the show on, Tid.
Do you have any?
You know what? I have one that I've made before and failed at. I mean, that's redundant. Everyone fails at their New Year's resolutions. It's by January 15th, they're over. But I do have a New Year's resolution, and I'm going to work on this, and you can help keep me accountable, Tid. I am going to do my best to stay connected to friends and extended family, reaching out more often, checking in on people, seeing how they're doing, and finding time in my calendar to actually go and spend time with people. You know, because fuck, man, the days roll into weeks, the weeks roll into months, the months roll into years and into decades. You know, I mean, look, in the blink of an eye, 25, 26 years between you and I, they're gone, you know, like just like that. So that's a focus point for me this year. So if you're an old friend of mine, extended family member that I don't get to see very often, you can drop me a note or I'll be doing it for you. And let's try and find some time to hang out this year. How about you, my man?
My goal for next year, for 2023, is quite simply to have more of our listeners email us. What is the email?
Our email is godfathersofpodcasting@gmail.com.
There you go. I would like to have all of our listeners email as many nude pictures to that email address as possible, male and female, animal, mineral, vegetable. I would like to have all of them go there. I think that's a fantastic idea.
What did he say?
Yep. Please send them. Please send them because I know who has to go through all of those emails all year long.
You're such a dick. All right. New resolution. We are hiring an intern.
What was that email again, Donnie?
Send your resumes to godfathersofpodcasting@gmail.com if you want to monitor the email and the text hotline. Oh, my God. Thanks so much, everybody, for hanging out with us. Thanks to Master T and his whole tech support team for doing their best on their end. Thanks to all of you for hanging out with us. Please have a very safe and you know, safe and sound New Year's party. If you're drinking, don't drive. You know the spiel. We want all of you to be here with us next year. So be careful, be safe, do what you got to do. Tid, I know where you'll be on New Year's. Probably about 3 feet from where you're currently sitting with multiple beverages on hand. And I wish you all the best, my friend.
You as well, brother.
That's Notorious TID. I'm Donnie Da Silva. This is 119 in the books. We'll see you next year.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Peace.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
All right then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.